Hi, I'm Tom, and this is AC On, the short Alpha Clash podcast, where I talk all things Alpha Clash on my way to work. So today's topic is, of course, spoilers from Unrivaled. We got a bunch more, and there's something I want to talk about. But I have to mention the Kickstarter for the comic book is live now. And if you haven't gone and checked out, go check it out. It comes with, I think, 5 tiers. They're very well spaced and very interesting. You might hit a hard choice and have to set the a budget limit for yourself. But go have a look at that. I want to highlight one thing about the Kickstarter. It's not one of the tiers, it's the add-on. So there is an add-on to any tier, of course, where you can get 10 comic books for $65 US. If you are building, if you're just you, never mind, but if you're like me trying to build a community around the game, having 10 comic books to give away as prizes or sell or just give away, getting them for $65 US is a fairly good deal, at least in my opinion. So if you're building a community, I would highly recommend putting that tier on, putting that add-on onto your whatever tier you're at. So go for it on Kickstarter live right now. If I remember it on my way home or tonight, I'll put a link to the Kickstarter below in the comments. Not in the comments, in the show notes. Anyway, on to spoilers. So we got spoilers, if at least for me, in two different categories. And I'm going to start off with the next contender weapon, which is coming out as a box topper. It's blue this time. I know when we talked about Gamma Fire, I sort of predicted that will be a contender weapon for Moxie. That would make sense. Well, it wasn't what we got. We got a Sugarboo Trusted Companion in blue for Mean Streak. And, okay, fair, I get it. Let's have one of those. So, the cool thing about this is that it sort of indicates that maybe there will be more contender weapons, at least to me, even if it's just a box topper. But Sugarboo will do, will attach to contenders, as I say, it's a blue contender weapon, and support Mean Streak's strategy around streak counters. So, contender weapon number two. I think there might be more than just two. But let's see what's coming up. So, contender weapons are very interesting design space, but there are much more weapons in this set. I tried to look it up this morning, and I don't... The deck builder page, the Clash Grounds, wasn't quite working for me. But I know we had white weapons before, we had black weapons before. I think there were a red weapon, but very minor. So it's sort of black and white are sort of the two colors who get weapons. And white being meh, in my opinion, until now. But now we get Chao Ling as a contender, spoiled about a month ago or so. And he got a set of cool new cards. There haven't come out a weapon, at least I haven't picked it up, a weapon for him other than what we already know. But there has come a Clash card, and I want to read the text on that one. It's called Chao Ling Demon Hunter. Of course it does, because that's what it is. It's a 1-cost, 1/2 Clash card. And it reads, whenever this card becomes engaged, if it has one or more weapons attached, it gets plus 1, plus 0 until the end of turn. Now, combine that with Xiao Ling's contender ability. So, when you attach a weapon to a rogue clash card you control, you may engage this card if you do ready that card. So, now you can sort of flash weapons onto things and make them bigger. I like that. That's a good design space for Xiao Ling. Let him have a weapon, he gets more engaged, and he gets stronger. Also, also for Xiao Ling, or not specifically for Xiao Ling, but in white, we got a basic action thing called gatekeeping. For a single, you get to activate the portal, so you get a discount on that. And it says, look at the top card of your deck. If it's a weapon, put it into your hand. Otherwise, if it's not, put that card into oblivion. Again, weapon-centric in white. And it's... I haven't thought of white as a... as a weapon-centric color. I know they got weapons. I think both I'm trying to remember the names. Abatement, something like that. For Xiao Ling cards, clash cards, because we didn't have a contender until now. And if I remember correct, Conquest does have access to a hammer or something of that sort. But now we get much more weapon-centric in white, which I like. It opens up a new possibility. And in, at least for the builds I've seen, white is... Not white. Weapons are a more mid-range type of decks. You have to build up resources to mount bigger or attach bigger weapons for you to really lean into the attack, and hopefully that will mitigate some of the almost mono red, but the very red talk based aggro deck that we're seeing in the meta right now. It was very, very heavy in the Philippines, the tournament back. So maybe this more diversion in and more cards of support of weapons in white now. We also got a suit up for the Black Moxie decks. Maybe that will lean into a more mid-range setup, making that come back in sort of a control manner against Torque's red damage cards. In order to do that, you do need to gain some life. White got your back, or Xiao Ling got your back, with the Clash Pop Triumphant Rev. I'm going to do that again. Triumphant Revitalization. It's a Clash Pop for a single white, and does have to be white. That says you may only play this card if your contender is white. So that is, of course, thought for Xiao Ling, and he's on the guard, the art. And it says, target contender or clash card you control gets +1/+1 until the end of turn, and then target container gains 3 health, and you draw 1 card. Now that is a lot of value for a single card, and it's not even. I don't think it's epic or legendary or anything like that. I think it's actually common. Just check. Yep, that is a common card that does all of that heavy lifting. So, very nice white cards coming out, both for gaining health and for aiding and assisting with movable weapon content. So, great news, great strategies. I'm really looking forward to this set. Anyway, that is all for me now. I'm actually at work, so I'll talk to you again later. Bye.